We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Fatal shooting in East Wichita. We've got the story.
The investigation of Wichita's mayor has concluded. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Some Chiefs fans praying for healing for their star quarterback. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Typically, we get to about 70 degrees for the high this time of year, but we will be well above that today and windy this afternoon. Our complete forecast here in just minutes.
Police are investigating the shooting this morning in East Wichita. Sergeant Danny Brown spoke with reporters.
About 4 o'clock this morning, officers responded to a shots fired call here in the 4400 block of East Bailey. They arrived on scene to find some shell casings in the parking lot here. The victim was transported to the hospital via private vehicle. It was a 40-year-old male where he was pronounced dead via a single gunshot wound to the chest area, I believe.
Police are seeking a suspect in that case. U.S. senior leaders struck a deal Thursday to pause Turkey's advance into northern Syria. That agreement could be under pressure with signs of combat near a Syrian border town.
Vice President Mike Pence announced the deal Thursday.
The United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
Terms include no new U.S. sanctions on Turkey, and once U.S.-backed Kurds are withdrawn, existing sanctions will be lifted. President Trump, referencing the Kurds, said,
"This is a solution that really, well, it saved their lives, frankly."
Congress members in the president's party are uncertain. Senator James Risch says,
"Every American should be happy. The world should be happy."
But Senator Mitt Romney says questions remain
about how the decision was reached to precipitously withdraw from Syria, and why that decision was reached.
A Turkish official commented his nation got everything it wanted in the deal. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett has ended his investigation into complaints about Wichita's mayor.
The investigation began after a citizen emailed Bennett concerned that the mayor inaccurately filed substantial interest forms that are required by state law. Golf outings the mayor had with business leaders were at the center of the complaint. The DA says Longwell did not believe golf counted as receiving goods or services under Kansas law. The DA says it does, but instead of charging Longwell with a misdemeanor, the DA is asking him to file a correction to his 2017 form. The DA says Longwell fully cooperated with the investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita businessman Lindy Wells announced yesterday that he is in the race for mayor as a write-in candidate, opposing Mayor Longwell and Brandon Whipple.
Republican Chris Kobach's campaign for the Senate in Kansas says it has fired an aide after learning he regularly posted hateful comments about Jews and racial minorities on a white nationalist website. The latest campaign finance report filed by Kobach's campaign shows it paid Joe Suber of Olathe $500 for field coordinating services in September. The newspaper said Suber has a history of making anti-Semitic and racist comments online. Kobach repudiated Suber's views.
Even before Patrick Mahomes injured his knee last night, some fans are relying on their faith and they're trying to help the Kansas City quarterback recover from injuries this season.
Some Kansas City Chiefs fans asking for help from a higher power after reigning NFL MVP Patrick Mahomes suffered an ankle injury in the Chiefs season opener, seeming to re-aggravate it last weekend. The Asbury United Methodist Church is now planning a healing service Sunday morning.
We knew that his ankle was injured, so we decided to possibly have a healing service to help him heal that ankle quicker.
That's Dave Burton, a representative for the church, speaking to Fox TV affiliate WDAF in Kansas City. Asbury United Methodist going as far as to put signs for the prayer service on the sign outside the church in hopes of recruiting some extra parishioners for some more divine intervention. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A Texas sporting goods store may have violated federal law when it sold a rifle and ammunition to a man who shot up a Texas church nearly 2 years ago.
Devin Kelly presented a Colorado driver's license at an Academy Sports and Outdoor store in Texas when he purchased an AR-15 and a high-capacity magazine. But the Justice Department says that sale should never have been approved because federal law requires the store to comply with stricter Colorado gun statutes. Kelly killed 26 worshipers inside the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs before turning the gun on himself. Prosecutors want to add Academy Sports and Outdoors as a responsible third party in an ongoing lawsuit. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A former high school teacher and Shawnee City Council member pleaded no contest to having a sexual encounter with a student. Justin Adrian, who taught social studies at Olathe East High School, pleaded Thursday to aggravated battery and misdemeanor sexual battery. Adrian began talking to the Olathe East student through an online dating app. The sexual encounter occurred in a classroom at Olathe East High School. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Chiefs and the Denver Broncos played last night in Denver, and things took an interesting turn on one specific play of the game. We will have highlights coming up in sports.
An interesting shift in Americans' religious views. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Friday. State officials note a big increase in the number of syphilis cases in Kansas. 218 cases in 2018. That compares with just 60 cases in 2013. Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne tells KNSS News there was an uptick in syphilis cases in the county, with 112 cases in 2018. Byrne is alarmed by the number of congenital cases.
If anyone is pregnant, they should be tested during their first and third trimester of pregnancy and at delivery, because babies born to women infected with syphilis are more likely to also have low birth weight, and the babies can be stillborn.
Adrian Byrne is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. An NBA star has announced he will cover the funeral expenses for a Texas woman shot and killed in her own home.
Sacramento Kings guard Harrison Barnes is stepping up to foot the bill for the funeral of a Tatiana Jefferson, the woman who was shot and killed by a police officer inside her Fort Worth, Texas home. Barnes, a former member of the Dallas Mavericks, was touched by Jefferson's story, which got national attention after a neighbor called the cops early Saturday morning to check on Jefferson after he noticed the door to her home was open. The arriving officer, Aaron Dean, saw a person inside before announcing he was with the police, opened fire, and shot Jefferson, killing the 28-year-old as she sat playing video games with her nephew. A Tatiana Jefferson's funeral is scheduled for Saturday in Dallas. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
An interesting shift in Americans' religious views.
The number of Americans with no religious affiliation is rising significantly, and a sharp drop in the percentage who identify as Christians. This is according to new data that's been released by the Pew Research Center. Telephone surveys conducted in 2018 and 2019 shows 65% of American adults now describe themselves as Christian. That's down from 77% in 2009. Meanwhile, the portion that describes their religious identity as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular now is at 26%. That's up from 17% in 2009. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And we have some problems out there in traffic. Watch out. We have a traffic accident, Pawnee and Rock Road. Watch for a slowdown there. We also still working a traffic accident eastbound on K-254 at Meadowlark in Benton, Kansas. That's between Wichita and El Dorado there on K-254. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a few high-thin clouds across south-central Kansas, it is going to be sunny and windy today. In fact, a wind advisory goes into effect. Some gusts up to 40 miles per hour with today's high 76. Showers and a few thunderstorms move in later on this evening. Our low 52. Then cooler air moves in tomorrow. Saturday's high 70. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy. We have a south wind at 16 miles per hour and 52 degrees. KNSS. Today is Friday, October 18th. Great weather again continuing across central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 77 degrees. Normal high is 69. And this beautiful weather continues. It is great weather for listening to the radio and John Whitmer on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. John's with us this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
You got everything planned out for Sunday night? You got your notepad going there?
I think so. I think we're going to have some fun. Got some good guests. Should be fun. Well, of course, we always want to have callers, but it'll be fun. Even if only you call in, it'll be fun.
If I call in, I want to be paid.
No? You're already paid too much.
Okay, fine. Well, are you going to jump in and talk about the mayor's race a little bit Sunday night?
After last week, I thought things might calm down, but no, it's actually heated up even more so. Obviously, we've got liberal Lindy Wells has jumped back in the race, and then I don't know if you've seen the YouTube video, but it came out yesterday, and now there's a whole new kerfuffle. That's my new word of the week, kerfuffle. But there's a new video that's now come out on Brandon Whipple with a couple of shady gals who have, and I say shady because they're in black and white, but there's some allegations of sexual misconduct on Brandon Whipple. That came out. It's on YouTube on protectwichitagirls.com. And it's creating quite a stir. All the news media last night covered it. The Wichita Eagles got the story. So we've reached out to Brandon. I don't know if he'll come on, but we will play the audio from the clip on Sunday. But it's creating quite a stir. And, of course, Lindy Wells has gotten back in the race. So we'll talk about that. And Congressman Ron Estes will be on the show Sunday as well.
All right. That should be interesting. You talk about what's going on in the House of Representatives where they've been talking about an impeachment or they're doing an impeachment inquiry. That's what they're doing. Yeah.
Well, who knows? None of the Republicans are being allowed to participate, which is quite frustrating for them. This is very one-sided. We're going to get firsthand from Congressman Estes, but it's really, both times that this has been done twice in the modern history, Republicans were able to participate in the Nixon impeachment and in the Clinton impeachment. The president was allowed counsel. Republicans were allowed to question witnesses. This is not the way it's being handled now. It's being handled behind closed doors. Republicans are not even allowed in the hearing rooms. And so we're going to get firsthand from our congressman exactly what's going on. But this is, for lack of a better term, this is a kangaroo court. And I wanted to get firsthand. We'll hear from our congressman himself.
Okay. Yeah, give us you're going to have some debate analysis there, aren't you? You're going to take each one of those 12 candidates and tell exactly everything wrong with them, right?
Well, of course, I want to give fair and balanced, unbiased coverage of the debate, but we'll reach out. I've got Newsbusters coming on, and we're going to give an analysis. We'll play some clips from the debate and get their perspective of how the media covered it and play some clips from the debate itself. But, the most interesting thing is how the media has chosen to cover this. They really are in the camp for some of these candidates, in particular Elizabeth Warren. She blatantly refused to answer questions. And we'll play some clips from that and just do a little bit of analysis. These debates are getting so boring. It's like watching paint dry. It really is. And so for folks who didn't watch all 2.5 hours of ad nauseum of it, we'll give you some coverage of it and let you judge for yourself.
And they can call in and give their opinions as well, as always, right?
Absolutely. I want to hear from folks. 869-1330, they can call in. And if they think Elizabeth Warren should be the next president, I want to hear from them.
All right. Because then she will probably convince you that you think that way as well, right?
They're welcome to try.
All right, John. Hey, listen, have a good show Sunday night. Appreciate it, sir. John.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
John Whitmer is Sunday night at 7 right here on KNSS, the John Whitmer Show. And he does open the lines up. Folks can call in and let her go, right, Ted?
That's right. Who are you going to call?
John Whitmer.
Newsbusters. He said he's having Newsbusters on.
Yeah, there you go. All right. He'll do his own show about, okay. It's 8:16 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And Secret Sound this morning, John heading up to McPherson, identified the microwave oven.
How about that?
Yeah.
Lucky winner, John.
Yep, we do this on Fridays with Steve and Ted. We'll play that sound, Secret Sound, at 7:10, 7:20, and 7:40. And if you think you know what it is, then you can call in and maybe win a couple of pizzas. The Secret Sound.
It's a huge Friday feature here on Steve and Ted in the morning.
8:16 now, make it 8:17, Steve and Ted. Let's go ahead and talk about sports this morning, Ted, because we do have a lot of Chiefs information to share today.
Yeah, last night, Thursday night football, the Kansas City Chiefs in Denver to take on the Broncos. Chiefs trying to snap a two-game losing streak going into this one. And they were well on their way to doing so. Scored some nice points early on in this game. And were knocking on the door for another score at the end zone. But boy, one play in this game may have changed the entire football season in the National Football League. You heard it right here last night on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Quarterback sneak by Patrick Mahomes. Is he off the field? He is not. He might be hurt, Kendall. They are calling to the sideline. Mahomes may be hurt.
Oh, no.
As he went on the quarterback sneak, he is down on his left hip, and he has taken his helmet off.
And as
the Chiefs run a quarterback sneak on fourth down in less than a yard, and Mahomes is injured at 9:43 to go in the second quarter, the Chiefs leading 10-6.
And people taking a knee, and Chiefs players slamming their helmet on the ground. This is clearly something very bad.
Ugh. So Pat Mahomes did not play the rest of the game. It appears that he probably has a dislocated right knee.
Yeah.
The players on the field were saying his kneecap was just all over the place.
Yikes.
Wasn't where it should be. But, you know, the medical people put it back into place, and Mahomes did walk off, did put some weight on it, but that doesn't really mean anything. He'll probably have an MRI to determine if there's any ligament damage, and that will determine how long this thing may last. But in the meantime, Chiefs have to go to their backup quarterback, a veteran right away, 35-year-old Matt Moore coming in to play quarterback, and he did a pretty nice job and put the Chiefs on a winning course last night as they easily beat the Broncos. Chiefs 30, Broncos 6. Biggest win for the Chiefs in Denver in 53 years.
The defense showed up.
Defense showed up with nine sacks.
Yes.
The Chiefs beat the Broncos for the eighth time in a row. The Chiefs are undefeated 4-0 on the road this year. They've already played half of their road games. They're in first place atop the AFC West. And they're in the top two in the AFC right now. But without Pat Mahomes, that changes the complexion of everything. So they'll assess that injury, and we'll see how long they will be without his services going forward. 35-year-old Matt Moore is your Chiefs quarterback in the meantime. Of course, you heard that all last night right here on KNSS. We have college football tomorrow for KU and K-State. KU is on the road. The Jayhawks travel to 15th-ranked Texas tomorrow night. Going down to Austin, Texas as a 3-touchdown underdog. KU trying to snap that 46-game conference road losing streak, which dates back 11 years.
Wow.
Jayhawks and the Longhorns. Live pregame coverage for KU football begins at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. The game will kick off at 6 o'clock, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Home action for Kansas State tomorrow in Manhattan, hosting TCU. A lot of purple in the stands for that one. The Cats have lost four of their last five against the Horned Frogs. K-State is a 3.5-point underdog at home going into this one. K-State trying to come off back-to-back losses and get back in the win column. That'll kick off at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon in Manhattan, and that'll be televised on Fox Sports Net. Pittsburgh State Gorillas are ranked 19th in the nation. They're off to a 5-1 start, hosting Fort Hays State, which is on a 4-game winning streak. Homecoming in Pittsburgh for the Gorillas tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Friends University has a home game, hosting Bethel, 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, kickoff in West Wichita. 25th-ranked Sterling is on the road tomorrow afternoon. Sterling is 5-1 at Bethany. We have JUCO football in the state tomorrow. Tomorrow night in El Dorado, top 15 matchup. 7th-ranked Butler Community College hosting 15th-ranked Fort Scott. Butler has not lost on its home field in El Dorado yet this season, 5-0 in home.
Good.
Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies beginning at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and that is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Also in the JUCO ranks, 4th-ranked Hutchinson Community College is 6-1, and the Blue Dragons are hosting Dodge City. Noon kickoff tomorrow in Hutchinson. We have high school football. It's the penultimate week of the regular season in high school football for the state of Kansas. Week 7, undefeated Mays is still unbeaten, winning last night on the road at Salina Central, 26-8. Mays now 7-0. Good matchup tonight. Undefeated Andale hosting 5-1 Clearwater. One of the better matchups of the night here in Week 7.
You bet.
We have Wichita Northwest. The Grizzlies are undefeated at 6-0, highly ranked in Class 5A. And they're on the road at Heights. Heights has won 3 in a row. Steve Strain has live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies beginning at 6:30 this evening, and you can listen to Northwestern Heights on Sports Radio KFH. NASCAR racing is at the Kansas Speedway this weekend, late in the NASCAR season. Practice all day today, cup qualifying tomorrow, and then the Kansas Lottery 300 Xfinity race tomorrow afternoon. Then on Sunday, the big race for the NASCAR Cup in the playoffs, the Hollywood Casino 400 at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon. After Sunday's race at the Kansas Speedway, we will be down to the final eight in the NASCAR playoffs. And the Shocker volleyball team is home this weekend, hosting the two Florida schools at Coke Arena. Central Florida at 7 o'clock tonight, South Florida at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean backs Trump on the Ukraine call. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.